A fifth of Alaska legislators running for re-election this year face no opposition, which begs the question, why in such a politically active state does anyone run unopposed? Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at one candidate, Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman, who faces no contest for the second time.
It's only July, but the race is pretty much over for Bert Stedman. He has no opponent in the August Republican primary or the November general election. Why do you think nobody's running against you?
Well, I think I'd be a tough competitor. I've got a good background in Southeast, and I think we've done a good job, at least I'd like to think that, representing the district.
I checked with a couple Democratic Party officials who would be backing a challenger, but I didn't find out much of anything. So I asked his 2012 opponent, former Senator Albert Kukesh, an Angoon Democrat. Why isn't anyone running against Bert Stedman?
I just don't think there's a lot of excitement out there for wanting to be a member of the House or the Senate right now.
Did you think about challenging him again?
Absolutely not. I was part of the House and the Senate when there was money, and I know what it is like to be in a minority, not have any kind of influence, and it's not something I want to do anymore.
Political analyst Christopher Clark, who's worked as a journalist and legislative aide, says Stedman is among incumbents able to run on their records.
I think the constituents are saying we're happy with you guys, and we like the work you're doing, especially when you're Bert Stedman and you were finance co-chair for several years, and back at a time when we were wealthy, and Bert Stedman brought the bacon home, and people remembered that.
Two other state senators and seven state representatives also face no election challengers. That totals 10 of 50 seats up for grabs this year. And it doesn't include one more lawmaker who only faces a declared write-in candidate. Clark says the reasons vary from district to district, but in most cases, unchallenged candidates follow the saying that all politics is local.
I think the one thing you'll find in common that they all have, the ones who are running unopposed, is the ability to connect with their constituents and make their constituents feel listened to, and when constituents need help, help them.
Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.